Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for what you're doing at the moment. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for your outstretched hand, saving us, delivering us from troubles. Thank you for great plans you have for us. For the thoughts you think toward us, they are very good thoughts to give us a glorious future. Be thou glorified, be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thankful for answers to prayers. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for giving us peace and joy. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for rebuking the powers of darkness assigned to frustrate and take away peace from our lives. Thank you for giving us hope for a beautiful and glorious future. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness toward us in this ministry. Thank you. We thank you for every individual and groups and families in this ministry. We thank you for being so good to every one of us. Thank you for where you are taking us. For we know that you are taking us to somewhere very great. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this meeting tonight. We thank you because once again, you're going to help us. Once again, you're going to deliver. You're going to save. You're going to heal. You're going to restore. You're going to help us. You're going to fight for us. Even tonight as we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you right here, Lord. Come and have your way. Take your place, Lord. Do that which only you can do. Move mightily among us. Move in your power. And let us have testimonies. Thank you, Father, because we know that you will do beyond our expectations and imaginations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. And I believe that the Lord is here to help you. I believe he wants to help you. And you shall receive his help in Jesus' name. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayers. Let's sing the song. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. Our souls has found rest, O Lord. We give you thanks. We give you all the things. Thanks, thanks, O Lord. We give you thanks for. So glad our souls has found rest, O Lord, we give you thanks. I come before you today. And it's just one thing that I have to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all the blessings that I cannot see, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched hand, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. You are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good. You are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good. You are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. say, Jehovah, of all the world, people say, you're greater. You are greater than what people say. Jehovah, greater than what people say. Oh, you are greater than what we call you. Jehovah, greater than what we call you. You are wonderful. You are powerful. You are greater than what we call you. Oh, you are greater than what people say. Jehovah, greater than what people say. You are more than what we call you. Jehovah, more than what we call you. Oh, you are wonderful. You are excellent. You are more than what we call you. You are mysterious. You are mysterious. You are glorious. You are more than what we call you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. Yes, Lord, we praise your name. Jehovah, we Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Elohim Adonai. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Jesus, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. You are the pillar that holds our lives, Lord Jesus. You are the pillar that holds our lives. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our lives. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our lives. You are the pillar that holds our lives. King of the universe, you are the pillar that holds our lives. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our lives. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our lives. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. There is none beside him. Yes, Lord. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to begin to worship him. Worship him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Worship the King of Kings. Worship him. I mean, with your voice. Worship him. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Say, Father, I worship you. I worship you, King of Kings. I worship you, Lord of Lords. I worship you, Ancient of Days. I worship you, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I worship you, the Rock of Israel. Great and mighty God. I worship your majesty, miracle-working God, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elihon, God of gods, God of heaven and the earth, beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. O God of the everlasting covenant, we worship you, Lord, for there is none like you. You are higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, mightier than the mightiest. None can compare with you, for you are the Most High God. We worship you, Father. You are so merciful, so gracious, so kind, so good, so compassionate. Father, we worship you. You are so full of mercy. You are so full of mercy. We worship you, Father. You do wonders. You do mighty miracles. You do great and mighty things. For you are our God. You are our Father. You are our Maker. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our helper. You are our deliverer. You are the one who revives us. You are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who gives us hope when it looks as if there is no hope. You are the light that destroys our darkness. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We worship you. We worship you. We exalt you. We praise you. We celebrate you. Father, thank you for who you are in our lives. We shall love you forever. We shall serve you forever. We shall praise you forever. We shall please you forever. For you alone is our God. You alone is our provider. Thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Yeah, and thanks. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. And I want to assure you that there is power right there where you are. The power of God is right there where you are. The fire of God is right there where you are. The presence of God is right there where you are. And there is nothing that will be impossible even as you pray tonight. Amen. Yeah, we're going to start with a thanksgiving prayer. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love toward me is so great. Say, Father, thank you for your love for my life is so great. Your love for my destiny is so great, is so wonderful. You love me so much. Thank you for loving me so much. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you because your love toward me is so great. Your compassion toward me is so great. Your kindness toward me is so great. Your goodness toward me is so great. Your love for my life is so great. You're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me this way. Say, Father, thank you for loving me this way. For your love for my life is so great. It's so wonderful. It's so great. Your mercy toward me is so great. Thank you for loving me this way. Even if you don't understand how much you love you, just pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Your kindness is so great toward me. Your compassion is so great toward me. Your goodness is so great toward me. Thank you, Lord, for showing, but for demonstrating such a great love for my life. Thank you for showing such a great love for my life. Thank you for your love for my life and destiny. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. Amen. Remember that I said that the power of God is right there where you are. The fire of God is right there where you are. The presence of God is right there where you are. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let me encounter your power in this moment of prayer, in this hour of prayer. Say, Father, let me encounter your power. Let me encounter your fire. Let me encounter your presence in the name of Jesus. Say, as I begin to pray, let your power manifest. Say, Father, as I begin to pray, let your glory fall. As I begin to pray, let me encounter your fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let me encounter your power this evening, this night, this midnight. Let me encounter your power. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let me encounter your power. Let your power touch me. Let your fire walk in my life. Let your glory descend upon my life. Let your presence be glorified in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let me encounter your fire. Your fire of deliverance. Let me encounter your healing fire. Let me encounter your power, your transforming power. Let me encounter your glorious presence as I pray tonight. Thank you, Lord. As I pray, let me encounter your power in the name of Jesus. Father, let me encounter your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect with the power of God. You're going to say, I connect with the power of God. Let a great transformation happen in my life. Let a great transformation happen in my life now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the power of God transform my life forever. Say, I connect with the power of God. Say, I connect with the power of God. Let a great transformation happen to me. Let a great transformation happen in my life. Let a great transformation happen in my finances. Let a great transformation happen in my career. Let a great transformation happen in my situations. Say, I connect now with the power of God. Begin to pray like that. Pray with faith. Because the power of God is there. See, I connect with the power of God. Let a great change, a great glorious change, a great positive change, a great drastic change, let it happen in my life by the power of God. Thank you, Lord.
mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the power of God. Let every impossibility become possible in my life. Let everything that has been planned impossible become possible now in my life, in my destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. God, I connect my life with the power of God. I connect my present situation with the power of God. I connect my body, soul, and spirit, my health, with the power of God. Let everything that has been termed impossible become possible now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Everything that has been termed impossible, let them become possible now. Everything the doctor said is impossible, let them become possible now in your life in Jesus' name. Everything the people have called impossible, let them become possible now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, let impossible things turn to possibilities. Let impossible situations become possible now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, descend upon every presence of darkness that is against the presence of God. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every presence of darkness in my life, every presence of darkness in my environment, every presence of darkness that surrounds me, that is contrary to the presence of God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every presence of darkness that surrounds my life, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness that is against the presence of God, every presence of darkness that is contrary to the presence of God in my life, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Begin to pray like that. Begin to call on the fire of the Holy Ghost. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, descend upon every presence of darkness in my environment, every presence of darkness in my building, every presence of darkness around me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, descend on them, waste them all, destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy every everything God has not planted in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot and destroy everything God has not planted in my life. Everything God is not doing in my life that is the work of the enemy. Uproot them, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yashalala Tashta Dana Sishatanagala Heratishana Heswishatadikala Masha Santiakashida. In the name of Jesus, uproot, destroy whatsoever thing God did not plant in my life, whatsoever thing God is not doing in my life, that is the work of the devil. For it is written that the Son of Man is made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Fire of the Holy Ghost begin to uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, in my finances, anything God has not planted, fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord, uproot and destroy them. Uproot and destroy them. Uproot and destroy them. In my marriage, anything God did not plant, anything God has not planted, anything that is not God doing it, is the devil doing it. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Mention your career. Everything in my career, God has not planted. Everything in my spirit, God has not planted. Everything in my soul, in my body system, God has not planted. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There is a river flowing, and it is the river of God. Yeah, as we're praying, as you were praying, I saw the river of God flowing. Yeah, so meaning that God wants to fill you. Yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit is like a river. The Bible says that that those that believe on Jesus, out of their bellies, out of their hearts, shall flow rivers of living waters. There is a river flowing from the throne of God right now. As we are praying right now, as I'm talking, there is a river flowing from the throne of God, and it wants to fill you. It wants to fill you. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, river of God, fill me. Fill me till I am broke. Fill me till there is no more space left in my life. Say, river of the Holy Ghost, fill me now, fill me now, fill me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, river of the Holy Ghost, river of God, fill me, fill my spirit, fill my soul, fill my body, till I am completely immersed in you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, river of God, river of the Holy Ghost, fill me now, fill me now. In the name of Jesus, river of God, fill me. Fill my spirit with fresh unction. Fill my spirit, soul, and body. Fill me with fresh fire. River of God, fill me with all the fullness of God. River of God, river of the Holy Ghost, flow into my life. Flow into my life. Begin to pray like that. So flow into my life. Fill me with all the fullness of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when the river flows from the truth of God, it means God wants to change you into a new man. He wants to change you to a new man. A new man that is not weak. A new man that is not a slave. A new man that is not defeated. A new man that is very powerful. A new man that is supernatural. A new man that conquers battles. A new man that defeats powers and principalities. A new man that defeats every witchcraft. So when God wants to change a man, God will begin to fill that man with the fullness of him. Because when God begins to magnify himself in you, you begin to change, to become like him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the fullness of you till I am transformed to another man that is victorious. Till I change to another man that is supernatural. Till I change to another man that is not weak, that is always strong. Say, Father, fill me with the fullness of you. Fill me with the fullness of you. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Keep her passion out. Fill me with the fullness of you. Father, fill me with the fullness of you till I change to another man that is not weak. Till I change to another man that is fearless, that is bold. Till I change to another man that is extraordinary, supernatural. Till I change to another man that conquers every battle. Fill me, Father, with the fullness of you, with all the fullness that is in you. Fill me now. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, fill me. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with all the fullness that is in you. I decree over your life that the power of God shall come upon you, and the power of God shall open you up to be filled from above. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let my weakness be exchanged for your strength. Let my weakness be exchanged for your strength. Let my darkness be exchanged for your light. Let my foolishness be exchanged for your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I'll be replaced with your wisdom. Anyhow, you put it, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let my weakness be exchanged for your strength. Let my weakness be exchanged for your strength. Let my fears be exchanged for your faith. Let my weakness be exchanged for your strength. Let my darkness be exchanged for your light. Let my foolishness be exchanged for in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Kashi Dihanga Hashlegansa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, take away from my life every garment of depression, garment of heaviness, garment of sorrow, and put upon me garment of joy, garment of praise, garment of rejoicing, garment of honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, remove from me every garment of shame, every garment of sorrow, every garment of heaviness, every garment of depression. Remove them from my life in the name of Jesus, and put upon me garment of joy, garment of praise, garment of rejoicing, garment of honor, garment of greatness. In the name of Jesus, remove from me every garment of slavery. Remove from my life every garment of sorrow. Remove from my life every garment of depression, every garment of pain, every garment of darkness. Lord, put upon me your own garment, your garment of joy, victory, praises, rejoicing, the garment of your presence, the garment of your power. Lord, put it on me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Are you just going to pray? You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, how will I put it now? I'm looking for English to use. You know, when God decide to, maybe we should put it like that. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, put a mark on my life. Yeah. Say, Father, put a mark on my life that will make all men favor me. Say, Father, put a mark on my life that will make all men favor me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, put on me a mark that will make my life attract the favor of men. In the name of Jesus, put upon me a divine stamp. Put upon me a divine authenticity that will attract into my life favor of men. In the name of Jesus, put upon me a mark that will draw favor, oh, thank you, Lord, into my life from every corner of the world. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're still praying. We're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every demonic hand controlling the affairs of my life for evil. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, sword of the Lord, cut them off. Cut them off. Now, every demonic hand, yes, every hand of witchcraft, manipulating the affairs of my life, controlling the affairs of my life for evil. Sword of the Lord, cut them off now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Sword of the Lord, cut them in pieces. Cut them in pieces. In the name of Jesus. I believe you pray that prayer very well. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose and eliminate every agent of darkness hiding secretly in my life. To hurt me, to destroy my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, expose and eliminate them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, expose and eliminate them. I believe you're praying like that. Every agent of darkness hiding secretly somewhere in my life to hurt me, to destroy my life, expose them, eliminate them. Now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose them, eliminate them. Now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, expose and eliminate them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I decree in the name of Jesus, let every weapon of darkness fashioned against my life, calling and destiny, shut down in the name of Jesus. Let every weapon of darkness being used to attack me, let them begin to shut down. Let them begin to shut down every instrument of darkness equipment of darkness, weapons of darkness being used to attack me, being used against my life, calling and destiny, shut down in the name of Jesus. Shut down forever. Yeah, put forever, include forever. Say, shut down forever. Shut down forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Every, I decree in the name of Jesus, let every weapon of darkness that are being used to attack me, that are being used to attack my life, calling, and destiny, let them shut down permanently. Let them shut down forever. Now. Forever. Now. In the name of Jesus. Shut down forever. Every equipment, gadget, instrument, the kingdom of darkness are using to attack me, let them begin to shut down now. Shut down forever. Shut down forever. Equipment, demonic gadgets, demonic computers, demonic instruments, demonic weapons being used to attack, to afflict, to torment me. Shut down forever in Jesus' name. Shut down forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray? Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let the power of God remove permanently every establishment of the enemy, every building of the enemy, invisible structures of the enemy, invisible buildings of the enemy, invisible plantations, establishments of the enemy that are frustrating my life, frustrating my destiny. Let the power of God remove them. Thank you, Lord. Let the power of God displace them forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand, just pray like that. I will explain later. Begin to pray, say, I decree by the power of God, let every demonic structures, a demonic building, demonic establishment, demonic plantation, every demonic establishment in my life, by the power of God, be removed forever. In the name of Jesus, be permanently displaced forever from my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every invisible building of the enemy, invisible structures of the enemy that have been built in my life to cause frustration, to cause failures, to cause stagnation, to cause slavery, to cause oppression, be removed now forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, let me try to make you understand. You see, the kingdom of darkness, they have advanced to the point that they can have invisible buildings, even inside your building, even inside your room,
as small as your room is, the kingdom of darkness, they can bring in their own buildings inside your room, and they would be operating in your house. They will be doing all their works inside your house, and you will not know. So inside your toilet, for instance, in your toilet can be great mansions. You know, as small as your toilet is, there can be great mansions, spiritual structures, where, you know, hundreds and thousands of demons will be transacting and operating on a daily basis. Yeah, so as small as your room is, the kingdom of darkness can set up their structures there, doing their meetings, having their discussions, carrying out their operations, and you are there, and you are not saying anything. And as long as they are doing that in your life, nothing will move forward. Even your prayers will not be answered, because the presence of God will not be able to be in that place that they have taken over. So you are going to pray again. Well, maybe you still don't understand, but even if you don't understand, just pray. But that's the best way I can explain it. Yeah, you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, rain judgment upon every activity of demons and witchcraft going on in my life, going on in my environment. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, rain judgment, rain destruction upon every activity of demons and witchcraft going on in my life, going on in my environment, going on in my house, going on in my building, going on in the place I'm living, in the place I'm working now. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shahasej denata. Hindi jisha vilijna. Lepto zehashtin nedivijna. Now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, rain destruction, rain judgment upon every activity of devils, of witchcraft going on in my life, in my environment, going on in my home, going on in my building, going on around me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, rain destruction upon them now. In the name of Jesus, rain destruction, rain destruction. Kashi and this is jita. Now, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost to rain destruction upon them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, if you are feeling sleepy, rise on your feet and continue to pray. This is not a time you should sleep. Yeah, it's very, very wrong for you to sleep now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to stretch your hand toward the ground. Yeah. You need to stretch your hand toward the ground. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down every portal of darkness binding my life with hell, linking up my life with hell,
linking up activities of my life with the forces of hell. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down those portals. Shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Stretch your hand towards the ground. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down forever every portal of darkness connecting the activities of my life with the forces of hell. Every opening portal of darkness binding my life, binding the affairs of my life with hell. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Now. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness, making it difficult for me to do what is right. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness, making it difficult for me to do what is the will of God, to do the will of God for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, arrest, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Every power of darkness that is making it difficult for me to do what is right in the sight of God, for me to do the will of God for my life, for me to follow the direction of God for my life, every power that is making it difficult for me to follow the plans of God for my life and agree with them, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for you. Every power of darkness, presence of darkness upon your life that is making it difficult for you to do what is the will of God for your life, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know what the devil does most times? Yeah, especially when God is about to change your life for good. What the devil do is to make you lose interest in the same things God wants to use to change your life forever. I don't know if you are getting the point. The same thing God wants to use to change your life forever, devil will make you lose interest in those things. And those are the things you will not like to do anymore. Those are the things you will keep procrastinating. You keep saying, I'll do them tomorrow. I'll do them next week. I'll do them next month. That is an attack from the devil to make sure that you don't move forward.
So you're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I bind. You're going to say, I bind every power of darkness, making me to lose interest in the same thing God wants to use to lift up my life. You're going to say, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Every power making me to lose interest, making me to lose passion in things God has determined to use to lift up my life, to move my life forward, to change my life, I bind you all now in the name of Jesus. I bind them. Every power making me to lose interest, making me to lose passion, making me to lose desire in the same things God wants to use to lift me up, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I bind them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that the devil does, is to make you follow people's opinions. Yeah. At that moment, God wants to change your life forever. Devil will make you follow people's opinions and ideas, whereas you ignore the instructions of the Lord. You ignore the word of the Lord. You ignore the direction of the Lord. And then you go after people's opinions, people's suggestions, people's ideas. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my ears from receiving and following ideas, opinions of men that are meant to lead me against the will of God. Ideas, opinions of men that are meant to lead me out of the will of God. So I block my ears against them. I disconnect my mind from them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my ears from listening and following people's opinions and ideas that are contrary to the will of God for my life and destiny. I disconnect my ears. I shall not listen to them. In the name of Jesus, I shall not believe them. I shall not follow their opinions. I shall not do what people want. I shall do what God wants for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I shall not follow people's choices, people's opinions. I shall follow the will of the Lord. I shall follow the mind of the Lord. I shall follow the desires of the Lord. I shall follow the ways of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, say, I block my ears and my mind from listening and following people's opinions that are against the standard of God for my life, that are against the will of God for my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you are still struggling with God, now is not the time to struggle with God. Now is the time to surrender unto the Lord. You know what struggling with God means? God is telling you, go the right, turn to the right. You're saying, no, the right is not good. Let me turn to the left. And God is saying, turn to the right. You're saying, no, I want to turn to the left. That is struggling with God. God is saying, stop doing this. You say, no, I still want to do little. Later I will stop. God is telling you, don't do. I want to do it for a while. That is struggling with God. This time that we have is not a time to struggle with God. This is the time to surrender to the will of God. Even when it is not convenient, even when it is not what you want, this is the time to surrender. If you can surrender to the will of God, I see your life, you know, becoming so glorious and beautiful in this year. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I choose to surrender to your will. Say, Father, I choose to surrender to your will. Help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. That's the prayer point. Say, Father, I refuse to struggle with you. Say, Lord, I don't want to struggle with you. Say, I choose to do your will. Say, I don't want to struggle with your Holy Spirit. Say, Father, I choose to surrender to your will. Help me. In the name of Jesus, help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me. I choose obedience. I choose humility. I choose commitment. I choose devotion. I choose to be faithful. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Here is a question for you from the Holy Spirit. And the question is, who is the driver of your life? Who is the leader of your life? Who is the controller of your life? Is it the Lord? Is it yourself? Is it the enemy? Is it the Lord? Is it yourself? Is it the enemy? Is it Satan? You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I surrender my life to you for you to lead. I surrender my life to you for you to lead it, for you to control it, for you to drive it to anywhere you want, for you to lead it to anywhere you want, in the name of Jesus, for you to use it for anything you want. Say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I surrender my life unto you, Father. Drive my life the way you want it to go. Take me to where you want me to go. Lead me to where you want me to go. Make me who you want me to be. Say, Father, I surrender the journey of my life to you. Drive it, lead it, control it as you wish. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, drive my life into every direction you want it. Control my life to go where you want it to go. Thank you, Lord. Lead my life into all your purposes and desires. In the name of Jesus. Say, I surrender my life to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of darkness in my mind. Every stronghold, the kingdom, every stronghold in my mind, the kingdom of darkness is using to control me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every stronghold inside my mind. Every stronghold in my imaginations, every stronghold in my thoughts, every stronghold in my emotions, in my feelings that the enemy is using to control me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you know how serious this prayer is. I don't know if you know how important it is. Continue to pray. Say, every stronghold in me, in my mind, that the enemy is using to control me, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every stronghold of pride. Pride is a stronghold. Hatred, bitterness is a stronghold. Anger is a stronghold. Lust is a stronghold. Begin to pray like that. Love of money is a stronghold. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, destroy every stronghold in my mind, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my imaginations, in my thoughts that the enemy is using to control my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shahapes Jadaha. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. I don't know how to put this prayer point. Yeah, but let's pray it like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every deposit of darkness in me that is making me to fall into temptations and traps of the enemy. Yeah, that's how you're going to put it. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every deposit of darkness in me, every pollution of darkness in me, making me to fall into temptations and traps of the enemy. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So those deposits in you is making you weak, so that the enemy can have his way in your life, so that you can be tempted, you can be seduced. And when you are seduced, you are tempted, you fall, because there is something in you that is making you too weak to control yourself. Yeah, that's the picture of what I'm talking about. So begin to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Destroy every pollution in my spirit. Every pollution in my body. Pollution in my soul. That is making me too weak to resist temptations. Making me too weak to control myself, to control my mind, to control my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them. Every deposit of darkness, pollution of darkness, making me to fall into temptations and traps of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points. And after that, I'll be praying for you. Yeah. Amen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my mind, begin to follow after your mind. Yeah. Say, Father, let my mind, my reasoning, begin to follow after your mind. Let me begin to think like the way you think. Let me begin to reason like the way you reason. Say, Father, give me your mind. Give me your mind. The Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. So the question is, where is that mind in your life? Where is the mind of Christ in your life? Where is the mind of Christ in your head? Where is it? So you're going to say, Father, from today, let my mind begin to follow after your mind. Let my mind begin to follow after your mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let my mind follow after your mind. Let my mind follow after your mind. Let my mind follow after your mind. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let me begin to think like the way you think. Let me begin to reason like the way you reason. Let me begin to see things like the way you see them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So now let the mind of Christ manifest in my brain. Your brain, your head is the seat of your mind, your brain. And the Bible says you have the mind of Christ. So meaning that Jesus wants to manifest in your brain. I don't know if you know that. Say, Father, let the mind of Christ manifest in my mind. Let the mind of Christ manifest in my head and prevail forever. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Say, Father, let the mind of Christ manifest in my head, in my soul, in my mind, and prevail forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. I want you to spread your hand before you. Yeah, like you spread your hand, you know, such that the palm of your hands is facing upward. That's what I mean. Spread your hands before you. Yeah, I'm beginning to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every mark of failure in my hands. Every mark of failure in my hands. Blood of Jesus, mingled with fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. That mark is the reason why everything you do does not succeed. And that mark must go. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost touch my hands and destroy every mark of failure in my hands. Every mark of failure in my hands. Thank you, Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Mark of failure in my hands. Come out. Come out. Begin to pray like that. Come out. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. By fire of the Holy Ghost, come out. By the blood of Jesus, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, are you my head? Hear the word of the Lord. From today, you shall not fall victim of demonic attacks. You shall not fall victim of satanic attacks. Say, you, my head, from today, you shall not fall victim. You shall not fall victim. Receive power receive power to be defended against attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. It is like you're prophesying. Say, you, my head, you shall not fall victim of satanic attacks, of demonic attacks. From today onward, in the name of Jesus, you shall be defended by the power of God. You shall be covered by the power of God. You shall be secured by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that on your head. Say, you, my head, you shall not fall victim. You shall not fall victim of demonic attacks, of satanic attacks. From today onward, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Say, you are defended in the name of Jesus. You are secured in the name of Jesus. You are covered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every negative identity that was placed on my life by the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Every negative identity, every name the enemy has given me that is not my name, that is not what God calls me, every identity that is contrary to my identity in Christ Jesus, I come against you. Be removed by the blood of Jesus. Be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every identity the enemy has given to me that is contrary to the identity of my personality in Christ Jesus. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I invoke the blood of Jesus to terminate every identity, every negative identity, demonic identity that the enemy has given to me. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them now. I am who God says I am. I am not what the devil says I am. I am not what anyone, anybody says I am. I am who God says I am. Every demonic identity be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray three more prayer points. You're going to lift up your right hand and you're going to speak like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the manifestations of every breakthrough the Lord has placed in this year for me. Say, I receive the manifestation of every breakthrough the Lord has placed in this year for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive financial breakthroughs. I receive marital breakthroughs. I receive breakthroughs in my career. I receive breakthroughs in my calling. I receive breakthroughs in my ministry. I receive breakthroughs in my destiny. I receive breakthroughs. I receive manifestations of every breakthrough God has placed in this year for me. Now, in the name of Jesus, I receive the manifestations of every breakthrough heaven has placed in this year for me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive their manifestations. I receive their manifestations. I receive my financial breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I receive success breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the hunger of God upon every rage of the enemy rising to destroy my life. You're going to say, I invoke the hunger of God upon every rage of the enemy rising up for my destruction, rising up to destroy my life. Let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, I invoke the hunger of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, I invoke the hunger of God to destroy every rage of darkness, every rage of demons, every rage of marine spirits, every rage of kingdoms of darkness, every rage of principalities and powers rising to destroy my life. I invoke the hunger of God upon them all. Let the hunger of God waste them all. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God waste them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject sicknesses and diseases. I shall not fall sick. I shall not be enslaved by sicknesses. Say, I reject sicknesses. I reject diseases. My body is not for sicknesses. My body is not for infections. My body is not for viruses. Say, I reject sicknesses. I reject diseases. In the name of Jesus, I shall not fall sick. I shall not be hospitalized. I shall not fall sick. I shall not be enslaved by sickness. I shall not be paralyzed by sickness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that prophetically. Say, I reject sicknesses. I reject diseases. My body is not for sicknesses. My body is not for diseases. My body is not for infections. My body is the temple of the living God. I reject sicknesses. I shall not fall sick. I shall not be hospitalized. I shall not be paralyzed by sickness. I shall not be enslaved by sicknesses. I shall not be weakened by sicknesses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to declare those words. Say, my blood is not for sicknesses. Every organ in my body shall not fall sick. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am defended by the blood of Jesus. I am protected by the blood of Jesus. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. My life is not for diseases. My life is not for sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, I reject sicknesses. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, so now, I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah. I'm going to be praying for you. I want you to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are a great God. King of glory, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence right here in this prayer session. We thank you for your dominion that is above all your enemies, above all darkness, above all devils, above all kingdoms of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for the victories you have given to us in the place of prayer tonight. In Jesus' name. O God of heaven and the earth, your people have called unto you. I ask, Father, that in your mercy, hearken unto their voices, hearken unto their requests, hearken unto their supplications, and help them, touch their lives, bless them. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for you. You shall not be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, you shall not suffer shame. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, because you serve a living God. Thank you, Lord. Because you serve a God that does impossible things. Therefore, you shall not be disappointed. You shall not be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall fight for you. The hand of God shall elevate you. The hand of God shall bless you with prosperity. The hand of God shall bless you with wealth. In the name of Jesus, in your dream, the hand of God shall deliver you. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer be oppressed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall change your life to look exactly the way it should be. In the name of Jesus, every devil attacking you at night, attacking you in your sleep, they shall henceforth be destroyed by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus, they shall be grounded. They shall be grinded into powder. In the name of Jesus, they shall be turned to nothing. In the name of Jesus, all the battles of the enemy, all the battles of darkness rising against the fulfillment of your destiny shall be wasted by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus, your testimony shall come, your blessings shall come, whether the enemy likes it or not. Your miracles shall manifest, and you shall be comforted, and you shall rejoice, and you shall be satisfied in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered these prayers. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so we are stopping here. Be blessed. Amen.
Goodbye.